Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You playing hurt today, guy? Playing hurt today?
I am now.
Lon's over there shaking his hand around like he got into a fist fight when we were getting started.
All right. There's real pain, which I'm well aware of. I'm feeling that right now in other places. But there are little metal pieces on either side of the buttons. If you just catch the edge of it when trying to push a button really fast, it hurts.
Thought about hitting the buttons softer, more gently. Well, you gentle giant, you.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget you're supposed to push that thing.
That's fair. That's fair. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Happy Tuesday, dudes. Welcome in. Great to have you. I am Rob Brown, the great Melonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass. Kinda. It's a little bit kind of Friday.
Well, it's your Friday.
It's my Friday. It's like Super Friday. It's like Friday with a cape. Super Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow's my Friday, but still, I mean, this is Friday for the show.
Yeah, but you have to put up with me tomorrow on a Friday, which makes it a Super Friday for you.
I'll go into the fortress all by myself.
The fortress of nerditude.
And close the door.
I'm sure you'll be very sad.
And put together some award-winning production for like 8 hours, and then I'll be on vacation.
Super Friday.
Although we also have a thing to do that we'll have to figure out how to do, like, tomorrow.
An interview. Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Do it. Do it the right way. We have a guest coming on. You be polite. Do it the right way.
Wow, that counts, by the way.
Yeah!
I've already lost.
2-0. Yeah! LA Knight sitting down with us tomorrow, 11 a.m., and we'll have that interview when we get back in a week and a half. It'll be worth the wait. It'll be good. I may tease some clips out on social media here and there between here and the Monday we return.
No, you won't. Unless you, like, remember Sunday when you come back, you're kind of going to be busy.
Yes. Yes, I am, but also, I get married on Saturday. You know, we have plans Sunday through Sunday.
Right.
But they're not like, it's not like back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, or sorry, Chris Berman. Back to back to back.
All right. So apparently in your life, things go exactly as planned. Just because you have an itinerary doesn't mean you're going to be able to hit every, number there.
That's true. Sure. Hey, I have a surprise for you. Dan Orlovsky told a dad joke on ESPN yesterday.
Well, I understand it.
Oh yeah, it's honestly, it's one of my favorite jokes I've ever heard, and it's a joke that I am going to be telling for a long time.
And it's not dirty?
No, dad joke, very clean.
Wow,
it is not only one of now as of now one of my favorite jokes, and a joke I'll be telling for the rest of my life, not just because it's great, but because it gives you the opportunity to be super extra when you tell the joke, Lonzo, when I clipped it just for you. I was going to save it for later in the show, but I can't. I'm too excited about it. Dan Orlovsky.
That was good. That was incredible. That was the delivery. I mean, if he didn't sing it, it wouldn't have been as good.
You can't. Well, that joke doesn't work if you don't sing it. And what kind of coordination did Whitney Houston have? Hand eye. No.
Yeah, and he did it perfectly. Yeah. I mean, there was enough pause, right?
Yep.
With the hand.
You got to set him up for a second.
Yeah.
You gotta set him up for a second. You gotta let him wonder where you're going. And then when you lean into the song, you gotta have just that little bit of space between hand eye. Like, it's perfect. It's perfect. Dan Orlovsky has been on my television for like a decade now, and that's the one thing I'll remember he said forever.
I guess it doesn't matter, but I wonder if he wrote it.
No, I think I've heard that joke before in the past. I think I've heard that joke told on the internet in the past, but I've always seen it written out. That's the first time I've ever seen it, or I guess I should say heard it, actually performed. He performed that joke, and I need you all to know, as I sat at the house last night, the lady friend and I were doing our entrance music last night. Great one. We were doing our entrance music last night and putting together. I had to mix up some songs because we got like a choreographed.
Oh, you a DJ entrance. Now, huh?
No, I've been a wedding DJ for like two decades now. So I had to mix up. I had to cut up some songs because we're. I think I've told you guys we're coming out to one song, and then it's going to transition right into the song. Then it's going to transition right into our first dance song. Yada yada yada. So I started to put all of this together while we're watching Monday Night Football, and we got done, and she went to bed, and I stayed up putting the show together, and I decided today we're gonna do the audio blitz. Didn't really get to it yesterday. We got super packed up busy. And by the way, final hour of the show, busy today. Hayden Ask Mario coming on at 9 o'clock. Or excuse me, Lulu Kessin coming on at 9 o'clock. Hayden Ask Mario at 9:20 to talk NFL football. Last segment of the show is yours, and basically anything you want to do between here and there is yours. But started putting the show together. And as I was going through sound bites to get ready for today's show, I came across that joke from Orlovsky. That's excellent. I heard that joke, and when I heard that joke, Zoe, I am not kidding you. I go through these sound bites on my laptop. And as I find them, you know, I record them, I edit them, I clip them, I move it into our Audio Blitz folder to have for the next day. And as I was going through these clips, I heard that. I pushed stop on the record button. I closed my laptop and I went and took a shower and went to bed. Because in that moment, I wasn't finding anything else better than that. There was nothing else. I've got a couple of clips from Hoodie. I've got a soccer crowd singing a song to Tom Brady that Lonzo's going to lose his mind over. Can't wait. Brady went to a Wrexham game, and the Wrexham crowd decided to say hello.
Was Deadpool leading the singing?
He was not, but I will say there's a whole lot of involved. It's spectacular. I got Jesse Palmer openly cooking a dude on national television. I got that bite. I got Josh Pate going off on officiating. I've got Travis Etienne ripping his own team. I've got 9 different Carolina Panthers clips to play because you may have heard it. But there's a little bit of news up out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm going to say nearly 9 minutes into the show, and it hasn't been mentioned
I'm
yet.
I'm preparing myself for the inevitable onslaught that I will be receiving.
I just realized you wore a V-neck underneath that shirt.
I did. And I want you to know it's only because I am a dummy and I packed all my undershirts.
Okay. All right.
This is all I had available.
Because I got, not that I'm a fashion guy.
I might be a V-neck guy now, though.
That's kind of a faux pas.
No. No, it's not.
Yeah, sure.
It's a bowling shirt with a V-neck under, which technically if I go all the way up,
now,
you can't even see.
Now, if there was some hair coming out of there, it would work.
It would be, if there was hair coming out of there, it wouldn't be mine because I got none. I don't know what to tell you. I'm Irish. I'm the least hairy individual you've ever met. Which is good. or bad, depending on who you ask and when you ask them. Yeah, so BY catching the pine, Andy Dalton getting the nod when the Carolina Panthers head out west to play the Las Vegas Raiders coming up this weekend. Canales gave us a zero reasons why. In fact, you know what? Let's just screw it. Let's just go ahead and start bumping some of the sound. Canales, why now? Why did you decide now? What did you see out of Bryce to make him sit down? I'm going to play you Canales' answer, and then I'm going to tell you the real answer. Here's what Dave had to say. Okay, sure.
You know that one cut you have I just think that would be perfect there because that's what he said.
See, here's the thing. He does. Do you want to know why Bryce Young's not playing this Sunday? I know the answer because I know ball. You want to know the answer? I can tell you the answer.
He is not playing to protect the kid because he's nearly broken and you got a chance to fix him. Set him down for a couple games, maybe even the rest of the season. Let Andy Dalton take all the hits and everything while he gets better.
That is 100% a part of it. 100% a part of it. Not the primary reason.
Did you see the Mina Kimes thing that I say?
No. I love Mina. I adore Mina.
I sent you a bunch of more sound this morning.
Yay!
But you just, yeah. I mean,
that's it.
It's safe to play, by the way.
Yay!
Are you sure?
No. all right, let's see. I'll come to that in a minute. Let me finish my thought here, and then we'll get Mina and get Mina's thoughts
in
here.
It has to do with the Panthers, by the way.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. There is one reason. There is one reason that Bryce Young's not playing. Yes, it absolutely does have to do with the fact that Bryce is, I'm not going to say broken, but not, he's not good. He's not good. He's well on his way to broken.
Well, Zach on the stream also has a point. He's 2-16 as a starter.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. This is why. Zach, I'm going to hand you the Taylor Swift hard hands emoji before I say what I'm about to say.
Wow, Steven comparing him to Chris Winkie. Wow.
Woof.
When you get some Winkie comparisons.
Woof. I'm going to hit you, Zach, with the heart of hands emoji, because I love you,
Does it have to be over a certain eye when you do that?
No, it's like an anime thing.
Oh, okay. Like you
Zach,
know.
You're not wrong. He is 2-16. Wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. They're a team stat. Okay? They're not a quarterback stat. I don't know how many times I got to scream. I don't even scream it anymore. Now I just do the angry whisper.
Yeah, ask Saquon Barkley about that.
Not a quarterback stat. Right. You hang that loss on Jalen Hurts last night? We're fist fighting. All right? Yeah, he threw a pick. Why'd he throw a pick? Because Saquon couldn't catch a damn I thought Peyton Manning was going to have a stroke.
You don't want to go to your wedding with a black eye. That's all I'm saying.
Also that. Bryce Young is 2-16. That's all well and good. Not a quarterback stat. Bryce Young is struggling right now. We all know that because we have televisions and eyeballs. We are all aware of this. That's not the reason that Bryce Young's not starting. Bryce Young's not starting for one reason. Max Crosby. That's it.
Yeah, that's
Max Crosby.
That is a good reason.
That's the reason.
That's a good reason.
Because if Max Crosby gets to Bryce Young and Bryce isn't getting the ball out, Max Crosby, man, we talk about Bryce and he's broken and they got time to fix him, but they got to let him sit for a little while. See, the thing is, when Lonzo and I say Bryce Young is broken, we mean metaphorically, emotionally, perhaps spiritually. And when I say Max Crosby will break Bryce Young, do you know how I mean it? Physically. Like, legitimately, literally.
I think even us casuals know when you mention Max Crosby what you mean.
He's terrifying.
He's not.
He's terrifying.
He's not someone you want to even meet in real.
No.
In person, probably in a restaurant,
no.
A bar. Definitely not a dark alley. Yeah.
If somebody came to me and said, "Rob, do you want to be on my bowling team?" and I said, "Yeah," and I showed up, and Max Crosby's on that team, I'm back out. No, thank you.
Yeah, you don't want to be a bad bowler on Max Crosby's team.
Because right? I feel if I get a little excited and I over rotate a bowling ball and put it in the freaking gutter, Max Crosby might shank my bleep ass. Like, on the spot. And you know what the thing is? Max Crosby would shank me, and there ain't nobody else in the bar doing a damn thing about it. Well, like, might, whatever that guy did, he deserved it.
They might move you out of the way so they can bowl the next frame, maybe.
If Max gives them permission, that man's horrifying. And I mean that in the most respectful way. If you ever stumble across this video, Max Crosby, I want you to know I have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for you. And as a player, I'm sure you're a spectacular person. If you'd like to be president, I'll start the campaign. Whatever you need me to do to not murder me, because you terrify me. You terrify me as a person. When I talk about you, my internal body temperature drops out of fear.
I wonder what future Hall of Famer, you know, that guy in New Orleans thinks about Max Crosby.
Derek Carr ain't afraid of a damn nobody.
Well,
nobody
actually was on that team, so I guess, yeah, he would know him well.
He would.
And they do play each other eventually.
Got to run to our break, but I do want to hear, before we do, what Mina Kimes has to say. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like, it's not that I don't like, I adore Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes is maybe my favorite NFL talking head. What I don't love is the way that when I said, let's hear what Mina Kimes had to say, Lonzo leaned over, put his elbow on desk, put his chin on elbow or on a wrist, and just looked at me like, oh, you will not enjoy this. Okay. I'm not gonna take that the wrong way. I'm not hurt by that. I'm not upset about that. Yeah, no, we heard it. You have to make it louder.
Well, yeah, I did, because you know, you want to even across the board, and I had it too low.
So fine. I will take that and roll with it. Because, as she also pointed out, there have been and are other shorter. Kyler Murray just played a game with a perfect QBR.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's heard all the people talking about, hey, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is open. And he went, hey, look.
Son of a biscuit, he is.
He is open. Let's hit him for a couple touchdowns and some stuff. Yeah.
And would you look at that? Kyler Murray, we're 2 weeks in. All right, small sample size. We're 2 weeks in. But after 2 weeks, we can talk about Derek Carr and Patrick Mahomes and everybody else. We can talk about the elite upper echelon of quarterbacks, which right now is Mahomes and Derek Carr. Those are the best two quarterbacks in the league. Order is questionable. Actually, right now, I'd say the order is not questionable. I'd say right now, Derek Carr is the best quarterback in the league. Today. Not power ranked. Today. Not all time. Today.
I found that disrespectful, but go ahead.
Am I wrong? Today. He's outperformed every other quarterback in the league.
You're Mr. Stats guy, so you probably know something I don't know.
I do. I know I've watched those games that he definitely is. But put that aside.
Both those teams are undefeated.
Both those teams are undefeated.
And I hope we face each other in
the Super
Bowl. Wins
and losses are not quarterback stats.
I hope we face each other in the Super Bowl.
15 of 15 drives have been in the end zone for the New Orleans Saints. 47 and 44 points.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but they probably play each other because the South is playing the West. So
we do play you guys. Actually, I think we play you guys in Arrowhead, as a matter of fact. So okay. We'll see how that goes. I'll say we're better than the Bengals right now. All right? But put all that aside. Yeah. His height's a factor. I never said his height wasn't a factor. What I said was his height has to be accommodated for, and right now it's not. It's not. We're going to talk more about it because BY going to the BENCH. Andy Dalton get the QB1 nod this weekend. Say hi to Max Crosby for me, Andy. Good luck, Red Rifle. I wish you the best. I don't envy you. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This next segment of Sports Talk Radio has a visual component. Now, I know that might be tough, and that's okay, because my job is both a radio guy and as a B-minus list play-by-play broadcaster is to be able to paint for you a picture with words.
Hey, you're number two in the state of South Carolina. That's not bad, okay? It's not bad. It's not bad.
Kind of number three now, if you think about it.
No.
If you think about it.
No. You're
if
not.
You think about it.
You got trophies. Somebody else does.
I do. I do have some trophies. This next
Except
segment
for
has.
There was no trophies this year, so you got a piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't like that. I was really. And you know what the worst part about that is? Is I actually have, because I'm a egomaniacal jerk, I actually have a trophy shelf in the bro cave. And it sits up over the webcam, so when I'm doing shows at home, I'm staring at the trophies the whole time, all right? And here's the problem. We have three SCBA Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year award trophies. For those of you who haven't seen them, they're about a, what about a foot tall crystal with a star on the top?
Heavier than what you think.
Yeah, they're not light. About a foot tall, so just kind of like a cone with a star on the top. And then when you receive merit, the AKA, you're good. Like you're good, like the you're good enough award. Up until this year, you got a little trophy. It's about 6 inches tall, and it's kind of just like a rectangle of crystal with your name etched on it. But still a nice little piece of hardware to have. And here's the problem: now I have three tall trophies and one short trophy. I needed two short trophies so that I could have a symmetrical trophy. Now I have an asymmetrical trophy shelf, and it's killing me.
Well, there would have been two more short trophies, but one of them I absolutely was keeping. But that's the other reason why I'm just. Did you forget we got a merit as the fourth morning show of the year?
Yes, that is correct.
I did, by the way, keep the certificate for that.
You should.
Yeah,
you should. You do all the work that makes us a morning show.
Yeah, because you know I just love all that stack of paper.
Now I got a damn asymmetrical. Okay, whatever. Listen, not the point. We're talking about Bryce Young.
Well, we'll fix that. No, we don't want more second places. We want more first places. You put
that's why we're going to talk about Bryce Young.
You put two first place trophies on either side and put the smaller one in the middle.
I still have one more first place trophy. That's why it's asymmetrical. There's no design with 3-1.
No, we're going to win another one.
Oh, gotcha. That's, well, then I can do 2-2, and then the short one in the middle will be good.
There you go.
All right. Come to the stream right now, facebook.com/thefanupstate. Go search The Fan Upstate on YouTube or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. All right? I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to get to the stream. This is a video component, okay? I'm going to show you what I see in Bryce Young. I'm going to give you some clips. And I am going to take it back to the old school because I'm an old fool.
Okay, so cool. That's what it is, because I'm with other people who are saying, like Joe, why is Alabama on our screen?
Because
now I get it. Okay.
The quarterback at the University of Alabama was, for a very brief period of time, Bryce Young. And he was quite good when he was there. So I'm going to give you about 10 more seconds to get to the stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. All right? Go find it. Get there, and let's talk about it. So, I'm going to take you back to the University of Alabama. Game number one, Bryce Young's starting year. This is against Arkansas. Just keep an eye on him. Back in the pocket, no issue standing in the pocket, steps into the throw. That's a 40-yard bomb into the breadbasket. You're telling me he just can't do that anymore? Just can't do that anymore. All right, let's move ahead. This is against the University of Florida, OPT Dubs, on the road. 3rd and 3, BY rolls out to the right, evades pressure, little shovel pass right up the middle into the heart, no worries. You're telling me he doesn't have that in the pocket? Out of the back of the end zone against Auburn. This year, Auburn had a pretty good defensive line and pass rush. What does Bryce do? Stand in the pocket, completely comfortable, avoid the pressure, slip up in the pocket, make his way to the line of scrimmage, hit a man crossing across it. You're telling me he can't do it? He just lost this ability? Here's another one. In the pocket, 35-yard line, going in, same Auburn defense. Bang, on a rope over a defender. You're telling me he just can't do this anymore.
All right, here's what he's not doing. He's not, and you talk about throwing lanes all the time. In these videos, he found them, whether it's stepping up where no one's in front of him where he could see, or there are lanes set up with the blocking so he could see through. That's not happening in the NFL.
He found them, or they just exist here. Because that's my point. When they exist, he finds them. He did it an entire season. And before I get smart-ass text number one that goes, well, Rob, it's college. They're not as good. I agree. The lanes are tighter. They're harder to find. They're harder to throw into. You got to be better, more accurate, more precise, etc. But the point here is, look at the one I just played against Auburn. Watch this ball that he drops from 35 yards out on a dime over defenders. These are the throws he can make. Look at this one. I don't know what to tell you.
Everyone listening right now wishes that you were defending them in their worst of times, because you are such a Bryce Young defender to the point where nobody gets why.
Asking me, then answer my question. Are you telling me he just can't do this anymore? He just isn't in him. This dog don't hunt no more.
I am telling you that in video, there's video evidence that he's shell-shocked and that mentally he needs a rest. Physically, I don't know. He hasn't proven that he can do it yet. But mentally, he looks like he needs a rest. And if you want David Carr's brother, what happened to him, if you want that to happen to Bryce, then you leave him in there. But if you care about the kid and you want him to actually succeed, you got to sit him for a while.
I am fine with that. TBH, I'm 100% good. Here's BY on the run. And in case you go, it's not NFL talent. This is Georgia's defensive line. It is NFL talent.
Did Georgia win the national championship that year?
This was the year. This was, I believe, the SEC championship game from a couple of years back. But again, what's that got to do with Georgia having NFL talent?
Did Alabama win that game?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'm just...
But again, is win and loss a quarterback stat? No! Say it with me, class. No! It's not.
Yes and no.
No, it's
yes
not. No. No, it's not.
Yes and no.
No, it's absolutely not. It's absolutely not.
So nothing the quarterback does can cause the team to lose.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I also mean is he ain't the only one on the field. Who is the only one that can do something that caused a team to lose? Yeah, Ryan Clark's looking like a Bond villain right now.
Dude, I like that, though.
Again, I went and found yesterday. Somebody put up on Twitter. I'll give him credit for it in just a second. This is a 3.5 minute highlight reel of just BY hitting shot after shot after shot in the face of competition like Texas and Georgia.
What you don't see in there is any NFL. All you see is college stuff.
Right.
There's been plenty of guys that were, you know, Tim Tebow, who you think was a horrible NFL quarterback.
Don't think. Watch
has more film than that about how good he was in college.
I agree. And which is why I said when Tebow came out, Tebow physically can't do it at the NFL. I believe. And I might, listen, I acknowledge I still might be wrong about Bryce Young. I may still very much be wrong about Bryce Young. But here's what I am going to say.
Tebow right now, better quarterback than Bryce Young is. I mean, if you look at compare NFL career to NFL career, Tebow, better career.
What I'm saying is when you make statements like that, you completely leave out the team he plays on. If I put Bryce Young on that Denver team, he would look better.
No.
Yes.
No, he wouldn't have.
Oh, he wouldn't with Brandon Marshall? No,
Tebow willed that team to a win.
Oh, God. I'm going to be sick. Take us to break.
It's such a double standard, dude.
Take us to break. I'm out.
We're like in break. I mean, all right, we'll be back, I guess.
If I will us to be. The Rob Brown Show continues. The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan of State. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob of the Great Malonzo with you. Close. Friday.
She was stumbling like you, but she pulled it together like you're going to.
Checks out. So, if you missed it, last night it was announced that the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young for at least this week's contest against the Raiders.
Who did it? Because there's a lot of speculation online, and those guys are always right.
And that's the ramification of Dave Tepper and Nicole Tepper operating the team that they have operated for as long as they've operated it the way that they've operated it. I also had the exact same question out of the gate. Was this a Canales decision? Because there's a there's something that was very interesting after the game the other day. Dave Canales said, "We're all frustrated, but Bryce Young's my quarterback, man." He said on Sunday afternoon, "Bryce Young is our quarterback. Bryce Young is the quarterback of this team." 24 hours later, 26 hours later, doesn't matter. Some amount of hours later, that was roughly a day. It just came out of nowhere after a press conference that Dave Canales was flipping it up and announcing that Andy Dalton was going to get the nod. Canales was asked if Dalton might play. Here was the first answer. And then 24 hours later, Canales said, and they're going the other way. So
I know who Canales reminds me of now.
R-Truth.
No.
Oh.
Hi, guys.
Oh, you should have told me.
Doesn't he have...
Damn it, Lonzo.
He has learning tree energy.
Damn it, Lonzo. Yesterday, I'll tell you what. Here is the first minute of the press conference where Canales said that they're moving on to AD. So, Rashad and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. And I kind of got my wish because I said that one of the things that I'm very interested in, if Andy Dalton gets the nod, is does this team look dramatically better or does this team look a little bit better and a little bit better that there is still what I would consider to be a window where it is fair to ask, would Bryce Young be able to accomplish the same thing if he had development time, because I think there's very little that Lonzo and I have agreed on this, but we do agree that BY looks broken, and he looks broken because he has not had the opportunity to develop. He just hasn't. He hasn't had the chance to play on a good team with a consistent coach and a consistent coordinator and actually grow as a quarterback. And so it makes all the sense in the world that he'd be struggling. So I'm going to say this. If Andy Dalton checks in on Sunday against Doritos, and Andy Dalton is moving the ball up and down the field, right? He's hitting guys. Guys are open. Guys are getting him the rock. He's getting guys the rock. He's got passing lanes. He's got good blocking. He's got guys that are crisp out of the break. If these things happen and Andy Dalton comes in there and looks like a whiz kid against the Raiders in the face of a pretty good pass rush, even if that team day, the Raiders did win this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, that was kind of an upset.
Yeah, kind of an upset. So if Andy Dalton comes in and this team just looks dramatically better, by the way, over the Ravens, sorry, I guess we should clarify not just that they won, but who they won against. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Ravens in Baltimore. It's a good team. It's a good team.
You mean that the team that hasn't won a game this
year? That's the one, the 0-2 Super Bowl favorite Baltimore.
Think that's a good team?
Yeah, I do. I think they'll lay it down on Dallas this weekend.
I think wins matter. I don't know. What if they go 0-3?
I'll be shocked.
Might be a hardball on his way out.
And it ain't Jim. So if Andy Dalton comes in and this team looks, competent, mediocre, mid, as the kids say. If this team looks mid.
What if they actually win?
First off, it's absolutely on the table. But again, I mean, if they win, congrats, Andy Dalton. You're QB1 now. Officially, on the depth chart, you're one. If Andy Dalton comes in and makes it obvious that the problem is only Bryce Young, I'm going to be real glad I'm off next week. Okay? Be real glad I'm off next week. I'll see y'all the Monday after that. We'll break it down. If not, if he does not win, and more importantly, not even win, because again, wins and losses are not quarterback stats. That's a team stat. If Andy Dalton comes out, Lonzo, and this team just stinks, you know what I'm not going to hear? You know what I'm not going to listen to? What I'm not going to listen to when I get back is all of you checking in going, actually, Andy Dalton's cooked. Actually, Andy Dalton's cooked. Actually, he's bad now.
But are we in New York all of a sudden? I mean, I know we got people coming down.
No, that's
here
not New
the,
York. That's not New York. New York
Jersey,
will be,
maybe.
Hey, Andy Dalton's cooked. Get this bum off the field.
By the way, there'll be two games that will happen before you get back.
There are.
So that is
correct. We will get them against the Raiders, and we will get them against the Bengals. And by that point, actually, I was going to say the Bengals should be good and healthy by them, but there's a little drama in the Jamar Chase world right now. Apparently, Jamar told the Bengals, hey, you guys can go yourselves. I'm not negotiating with you in the season. You lied to me. You lied to me. I'm out. I'm not doing it. And it's just decided now he's going to go ahead and walk. So we'll see what breaks in the Bengals world between here and a matchup with Carolina next week. But if Andy Dalton comes out and he stinks, will you all, not next Monday, the Monday after that when I come back, will you all that are busting me up right now be texting into the show and going, oh gosh, right, you were right, Rob. Maybe the team does stink. Maybe it is a lot on the team. I'm not saying there's no fault on Bryce, but I'm saying Bryce can't get better when he's on an ass team.
Let me project here. If Andy Dalton loses, here's what you will hear is that it would have been worse if Bryce was playing.
I'm sure there will be plenty of.
Hey, there's this thing. There's this thing that that doesn't happen that much for the Panthers. It's called touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So if some of those were to happen in the next couple games, that's kind of an improvement.
Look, again, I have said to you all the time, life's on a spectrum. There is no black, there is no white, there are only varying shades of gray. All right? If Andy Dalton comes out and throws one touchdown this weekend, is that a better performance than Bryce Young? You're damn right it is. Just number. It is. Is that something that I'm going to look at and go, no, somebody move Bryce Young out of Charlotte right now because clearly he ain't it. No.
What if Dalton hits a touchdown in a tight window between two defenders and it's just an amazing throw? Will you at least give him some credit?
Andy Dalton will get credit. You know who else got credit for me? I can go back and prove it. You know who else got credit for me? Baker Mayfield got credit for me. Sam Darnold got credit for me. When I went, these guys are better than you think that they are, but they're on booty cheeks teams. Baker was on a booty cheek team when he was in Cleveland. He was on a booty cheek team when he was in Charlotte.
By the way, I just want to point out that you and I both agreed on that on the air.
For sure.
But we are not agreeing on this. And I have major concerns that Bryce Young will ever do anything in the NFL.
That's fine. That's fine. There ain't nothing but time that can tell. But here's what I do know. Baker Mayfield came to Carolina. He was not great. Not great. Wasn't the QB of the future. Immediately leaves, goes to a competent team, kicking ass, making $100 million a year. Sam Darnold comes to Carolina from another booty cheeks team in the New York Jets. Shows up to Carolina, does not do great, gets run out of Charlotte, ends up on a competent team up in Minnesota. I'm a dumb person. I got a bad memory, as Lonzo can attest. What did Sam Darnold do this weekend?
Yeah, but his road to get there, he had another stop in between. But yeah.
As a backup,
right.
And he was a backup in Minnesota. And then he got the nod. And now they're probably going, J.J. Mahu? Who? Because Sam Darnold is out there balling out. It's a redemption year for Sammy D, and all he did was take a team that the minute J.J. McCarthy went down, and I said, oh, that's it. They're out of that division. No chance now. Sam Darnold's better than J.J. McCarthy. I'd have told you that before the season started. Who was it that was saying if Minnesota's not a bunch of clowns, they'll start Sam Darnold over J.J. McCarthy? This guy. So, the point
don't
here
pat
is,
yourself on the back too hard. You may have trouble, you know, extending your hand in the wedding. You know, yeah.
The point here, kids, is that of your last three quarterbacks, two of them got run up out on a rail. Baker went to Tampa Bay. Sam Darnold went to Minnesota. Baker Mayfield's making $100 million a year. Sam Darnold just beat the 49ers. Baker Mayfield just beat the Detroit Lions. And combined, since they left in games they've played, 46 touchdowns, 14 interceptions between the two of them. My point here is, you know how I used to make a joke back in the day when Taylor Swift was on her run of exes and she put out like three albums in a row that were just full of breakup songs, right? And I made as a joke on the air many years ago the fact that Taylor Swift should have a concept album. Taylor should really evaluate all these breakup albums she made, and she should write an album called Maybe It's Me. All right? Carolina, maybe it's you. Maybe it's you. Because you keep having quarterbacks that leave you, go somewhere else, and are being wildly successful. So, what's more likely? That Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield left Carolina and then just miraculously, suddenly became quarterbacks that could beat Detroit and San Francisco on the road and throw 46 and 14 touchdown to interception ratio and make $100 million contracts. Or maybe when they were in Charlotte, the franchise sucked around them and you just let them fester. And if those two things, two quarterbacks, are a reality, do you want to know what I hope? Here's what I hope. And then I'm going to shut up so we can go to break. Here's what I hope. If you guys ruin this cat, and you don't give them a chance, and you don't continue to build this team, and you just let it fester, you know what I hope against hope? I hope he leaves, and I hope he goes somewhere else, and I hope he kicks your ass. That's what I hope. I don't root against Carolina. Never have. Never have. Even when I was just a rival, not a radio guy, I didn't root against you because I like your team. I respect your team. But if you run this kid out of town on a rail before you ever give him a chance on a decent football team, I hope he goes somewhere and he makes you hurt. Lonzo is the best at sport flashes. I got nothing.
Anyone else hear Rob sound like Fire Marshal Bill?
Wow.
Maybe it's just me. Kirk Cousins led his Atlanta Falcons to victory over the Philadelphia Eagles 22-21 last night with a game-winning drive in the waning moments of Monday. Cousins was 5 of 6 for 70 yards on the final drive and 20 of 29 for 241 and two touchdowns in the game. Bijan Robinson led all rushers with 97 yards on 14 carries. You should have seen how Rob actually wrote that. Former South Carolina Gamecocks and current San Francisco 49er Deebo Samuel will join running back Christian McCaffrey on the unavailable list, though he will not be added to the official injured list, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. Also, Shanahan. And Shanana. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the William & Mary Tribe. It's Furman versus William & Mary right here on your home for Paladins football. It is us, the fan, upstate.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.